is our returning champion, Ron Browner, originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Stand by to see Ron play for a trip to England, valued at $5,118. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz, valued at $28,843 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Good evening. And good evening to you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Delighted to have you with us this evening and delighted to welcome back our champion, Ron Browner. Hello, Ron.
How you doing, Jim? Nice to be back.
I'm fine. You passed on $3,000 in cash, try to go on for bigger and better things. You like the next thing up the line, right?
Right. That trip to London interests me very much.
Yes, in the English countryside. Right. You need a win with $100, and you would have that trip to England worth well over $5,000.
Right.
So, good luck tonight. Here to introduce our challengers. She was doing her laundry, didn't get a chance to get dressed, so she just rushed right over here. Here is Summer Bartholomew in her laundry doing clothes.
Very fancy.
Thank you.
Who did you have for us?
Our first contestant is a blue ribbon knitter, originally from Brooklyn, New York. Here's Wanda Schneid.
Hi, Wanda.
Our second contestant teaches acting to a community children's theater group, originally from Lake Station, Indiana. Let's greet Steve Gildemanes.
Hello there, Steve. Boy, I hate to see your outfits if you really get dressed, Summer. Okay. Steve, you teach acting to a community children's theater group.
Yes, I do. I love working with kids because they have a lot of energy and they're not afraid to make mistakes.
I would think so, and they probably are very natural actors,
very
too.
Very natural.
Yeah, it must be a lot of fun. Good
it
to
is.
Have you here with us.
Thank you.
Wanda, a blue ribbon knitter. What do they mean by that?
Knitting and displaying at county fairs and trying to win all the blue ribbons possible.
Have you won one?
Oh, about 23.
Oh, well, good for you. You must be very good.
It's
good
a
to
lot
have
of
you
fun.
Here as well. $20 starts all three players off. Let's get into the match with this question. What animal is known as the king of beasts?
Steve. Lion.
Lion is right, just beating everyone with the buzzer. $5 for the correct answer. Steve goes to 25. What do we call a closed plane curve of 360 degrees? Ron?
Circle.
Circle is what it is. Champion is heard from. He's at 25. Supposedly, what had George Washington done when he said, Steve?
Chop down a cherry tree.
Cannot tell a lie. That's exactly what he did. Chop down a cherry tree. And Steve goes up to 30. Good anticipation. Took a chance, and it paid off. What natural resource is known as black gold? Ron.
Oil.
Oil, petroleum. You're right. And again, a tie with the gentleman. What would a chef reach for if a recipe called for sodium chloride? Steve.
Baking soda.
No. No. You mean you never said pass the sodium chloride and pepper? No, it's salt. Salt is what that is. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, Steve. Sorry about that. You're down to 25. Well, by losing that 5, that puts Ron back into the lead. It is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Now, remember, Ron, a sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Your lead is $5. You bought a lot of things on our last evening. How about this?
Ron, this is for your wife for that very special evening. A very special gown. The height of elegance with a designer's original. Yours with a gift certificate from Brigida. It's normally priced at $500, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Oh, that is lovely. Two of you look wonderful there, but this beautiful dress that Tina's wearing, your wife would look great in that, Ron. I saw her. It suits her coloring. That's just what she wants. You buy that dress.
That's beautiful.
I'll tell you, Ron, I'm not going to sell it to you for $6. I love ties. You buy that dress, I'll sell it to you for $5. You would be in a tie with Steve. You'd have a beautiful $500 dress for your wife going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, Ron, you got a sale surprise yesterday, and this time you did not get $700 in cash that went with it. Oh, I wish you had bought. Sorry about that. But you hang on to the $5 lead. And, of course, yesterday evening, that's what you won by. It was a slender $6, as a matter of fact. So your decision how you play it. Back with us. Name the musical that gave us songs such as There's Nothing Like a Dame and Valley. Steve.
Dames at Sea.
Oh, no, no. South Pacific. Valley High was the other one I was going to name, and you lose $5. There is a real region in Romania that was the fictional home, Ron.
Transylvania.
Of Count Dracula, it is indeed Transylvania. Yeah, it really exists, and Ron now has a $15 lead. Name the French author of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Ron.
Jules Verne.
You are right. He is very quick. Wanda, he's just beating into the buzzer. Wanda, check that buzzer out quickly. There you go.
It does work.
Yes, it works. He's just beating you. And that lockout, of course, costing you. Only one comes in. Time now for the fame game. As we look for the identity of a famous person, we're playing for a pick of the fame game board. I was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1937. I became a professional dancer at 17 and danced in several TV specials. My legs were the only part of me visible. Steve?
Juliet Prowse?
No. Out of the rest of the question, I'll continue as we clear the board for Wanda and Ron. My legs were the only part of me visible. Wanda?
Mary Tyler Moore.
On a TV series called Richard Diamond, Private Eye. You are right. It is Mary Tyler Moore. Wanda finally gets in there with a buzzer.
Ray.
And she gets that pick of the board.
Okay, let's go for number six.
And behind number six, we have
$1,000 in cash.
Oh, I can't believe that.
$1,000 in cash.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, you can buy a lot of knitting needles with that
money. You bet.
We will be right back. Don't go away. I'm happy for you, Wanda. I love Wanda's reaction. She said to me during the commercial, she said, but I haven't done anything, and you gave me $1,000. You answered that question. You got the $1,000.
Oh, wonderful.
Enjoy that. Ron at 40, Wanda and Steve both at 20. Let's get back, see if we can get a little more. What do you call the standard unit of measurement that is just about, Steve?
A yard.
39 and a half inches? No, that's a meter. A little quick with the buzzer, it cost you $5 down to $15. In the Beatles song, these are words that go together well. Steve.
Michelle, my bell.
You got it. Now you got that $5 back. This time he waited, timed it right, he's back to 20. Italians say Giovanni, Spaniards say Juan. Wanda?
John.
John is what we say, and Wanda goes to 25 in second place. Wanda was telling herself a private joke about that, but never mind, she was laughing. Five American presidents graduated from the same Eastern University. Steve.
Harvard.
Harvard it is, and Steve beats Wanda, he ties her at 25 for second place. But Ron, you have the lead, a $15 lead. Oh. Ron is smiling. This may be something he likes.
Ron, treat your body right with these custom slender cycles featuring a heavy-duty frame, a caliper tension control, and a convenient book rack furnished by Vitamaster. And afterwards, treat yourself to a treat, a gift certificate for Swenson's old-fashioned ice cream and fountain products. You may indulge yourself in chocolate fantasy sundaes, banana splits, or a triple scoop ice cream cone furnished by Swenson's. It's normally priced at $780, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $12.
That's a cruel summer. You are being so cruel. Exercise and eat ice cream. 700. Which one would you like to do, Ron?
Take a guess.
Okay. $780. It's $12. You buy it, you would be trailing. No, you wouldn't be trailing. You'd still be ahead. You'd be ahead, but only by $3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it over the $1,000 mark, oh. And it would cost you $12. I'll give you $300 in cash. That's a $1,080 bargain for $12. Going once. Going twice. Close hell. Ron doesn't want to buy. He needs the win and $100 for that trip to England that he wants. So he's hanging on to his money. Back with this. What French landmark houses the great sculpture Venus de Milo? Wanda.
The Louvre.
That's right. Yes, I had a misspelling. It actually said Venus de Limo on my card. She drove around with no hands. It was a very strange lady. You were right, Wanda. You got another $5. Name the negatively charged particles that revolve around the nucleus of an atom. Run.
Electron.
Electrons is nice on a toughie. You are right. You get a 45. This mountain, the tallest in Greece, was once thought to be the home of the gods. Steve.
Olympus.
That's right. Mount Olympus it is. Steve ties round again for second place. $15 lead for the champion. What does it mean when someone sings a cappella? Ron?
Without music.
That's right. Without music, without accompaniment, either one acceptable. And Ron stretches his lead to $20. Economists often use the abbreviation GNP. Ron?
Gross National Product.
That's exactly what it is, and Ron has another 5 to 55. Yeah. I was amazed to find that out. I always thought that gross national product was a valley girl describing something available nationwide. Gross national... Never mind. We'll be right back. Champion is more than halfway toward that trip to England that he likes. He's at 55. Wanda and Steve pushing him. They're at 30. $15 money card added up there on the board. Get that. You'd really get close to the champion there, Wanda and Steve. We're looking for a famous animal. I am a bird of prey related to nighthawks and whippoorwills. There are about 525 varieties or various kinds of me, ranging in length from 6 to 30 inches. Unlike most birds, my large eyes point forward. Steve.
Owl.
Owl is exactly right. Yes, it is a bird of prey. And Steve, you've got that big pick of the board.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $300 in cash.
Wanda found $1,000 in cash. Steve finds $300. Ron is delighted that they didn't find any money cards. All's right with the world. Back with this. In which country was Pope John Paul II born? Steve?
Poland.
Oh, Poland, yes. What do your man thanks you, Steve? Steve goes to 35. In English, this word of Latin derivation means horn of plenty. Ron?
Cornucopia.
Nicely done. Cornucopia, cornucopia, you are up to $60. What famous funny man is married to actress Anne Bancroft? Steve?
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks is right, and Steve keeps close. He goes up to 40, but Ron has a $20 lead. Ron, with that $20 lead, you've had two cracks at instant bargains. You haven't wanted to buy anything. How about this? Oh, he likes this.
Ron, here's a little helper for your home office, a sensational home computer. Work with numbers, words, or even pictures. It's designed to fit on your desk with a second disk drive from the Computer Showcase. This fantastic computer is normally priced at $2,195, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $17.
That's very nice. That is very nice. Over $2,000. Could you use that, Ron?
Yes.
He could use that.
Decidedly.
Well, now we can talk. Over $2,000 for the computer. Cost $17. You have a $20 lead over Steve. If you bought it, you would still have the lead, but it would be a $3 lead, and you'd be a little further away from that trip to England. Now, right. If I take you a little further away from that trip to England, the least that I can do, Ron, is offer you $500 in cash. A $2,695 bargain, but your lead would be $3. Going once, going twice, and no sale. He doesn't want to buy. Did he make the right decision? Will he get that trip to England? We'll find out after this. Oh, I thought you'd like that. Well, champion Ron Browner bought some instant bargains and some sales surprises, over $4,000. Tonight, he doesn't want to buy anything. Hanging on to the lead. Ron at 60, Steve at 40, Wanda at 30. We're back with this. In the Bible, King David had a son who became revered for his wisdom. Ron.
Solomon.
What do you do for a living, Ron?
Teach Bible.
Teaches Bible. Yes, you're right. You got it, Solomon. You're up to 65. On what continent will you find the country called Sierra Leone? Ron.
Africa.
Africa's right, two in a row with the champion. He goes to 70. He needs a win and $30 more for that trip to England, which he likes. What is Great Britain's national anthem? Ron?
God Save the Queen.
Did he start that before the bell? Yeah, all right, you are right. It is God Save the King or God Save the Queen. I thought you had started it. You're entitled to finish it. You've got another five right under the wire on that one. Well, talking about being under the wire, $25 money card could really cut into Ron's lead as we look for a famous thing. I am a building begun in 1632. Mosaics of precious stone decorate my gleaming white marble. Passages from the Quran appear. Steve, taking a chance.
Taj Mahal.
The chance pays off. Taj Mahal it is. Right you are. $25 money card, find it. You're within $10 of Ron, Steve.
Number one.
And behind number one, we have mystery money. Orphic again.
Tough decision. You are trailing by $35. You can put money in your pocket, or you can pass on it and try to find something else.
Number five.
Got to go for the win.
And behind number five, we have a typewriter. Smith Corona's portable enterprise electronic typewriter, a sleek new state-of-the-art typewriter furnished by Smith Corona.
Well, that's a chance you take, but it is a very lovely typewriter, and of course, that is yours. Where were those big money cards he was looking for?
Behind the number 9, the number 4, and the number 7.
Number 7 had that big $25 money card. Well, now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Ron, at $75, he needs the win, and $25 more. He could have himself a trip to England. Steve in second place at 40, Wanda at 30. Good luck to three nice people. We start the speed round now. Name the man who organized, then served with the Rough Riders. Steve?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Right. According to the proverb, what should you do before you leap? Not Ron.
Look.
Right. What sport did Robert Redford play in the film The Natural? Ron.
Baseball.
Right. Whose autobiography tells of his life as president of the Chrysler Corporation? Steve?
Lee Iacocca.
Right. According to the Fats Domino hit, where did he find his thrill? Steve?
Blueberry Hill.
Right. In what state are the cities Butte and Helena? Run.
Montana.
Right. According to legend, what large bird brings babies? Wanda.
Stork.
Right. In Shakespeare's play, whom did Macduff kill? Thief.
McTime.
What sign of the zodiac is symbolized by a balance scale? Steve.
Libra.
Right. What was the surname of the three novelist sisters, Charlotte, Emily, and Wanda?
Bronte.
Right. A hexagon is a figure with how many? Run.
Six.
Right. Who wrote the children's story, The Ugly Duckling? Steve.
Grimm.
Wrong. What Italian city's natives are known as Neapolitans? Steve.
Naples.
Right. Name the Indian maiden who supposedly saved time. And Ron, you are still the champion with $95. Didn't hit that $100 he needed, but he won. That's the important thing. First of all, to wrap things up, Ron relaxes. Who wrote The Ugly Duckling? Hans Christian Andersen wrote that. And Macduff killed Macbeth. And they might have cost Steve a little bit. Got to say goodbye to Steve and Wanda, but I am delighted they are not going home empty-handed this evening. Steve, you've got yourself the typewriter.
Great.
$355 in cash, so you're over $700 in cash and prizes. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you.
Wanda, $1,040 in cash. Not a bad night's work.
Not at all. The best I've ever earned.
That's very nice. Thank you for joining us. And our champion, Ron Browner, goes back with me shopping. Come on up here, Ron. Well, kept watching that clock. I'm sure all of our friends at home were saying, is he going to hit that 100 that he needed? Close. You fell a little short of that trip. But you very easily say yes. And again, you have the opportunity to walk away with this.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip to all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious street, normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85. You have $170. May I, Tina? Thank you. What it amounts to, again, say yes, and we will give you $3,000 in cash in exchange for your $170. I told you, you got very close. You need another win, $5 more, and you know that trip to England could be yours. I know you like that. The next thing up the line we haven't had a good look at yet. You're very close to that. You could maybe get it on our next evening. $260 in the win would get you this.
Keep the music rolling with this Charleston player piano. Featuring handsomely styled casework and a first-class player mechanism. Accented with handcrafted decorative glass. Furnished by Universal Player Piano Company. This player piano normally priced at $6,902. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
That is very lovely. You're well over $6,000 with a beautiful player piano, and that is within sight. That is very easily within sight for you. Maybe the trip, maybe the piano, but look at that $3,000 in cash. And look at what $530 will buy you.
Drive an automobile classic. This beautiful Mercedes-Benz. Elegant yet practical, this sports sedan features automatic climate control, plus AM-FM stereo radio with cassette player and four speakers. Furnished by Mercedes-Benz Hollywood. This fantastic car, normally priced at $28,843. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And $750 gets you every prize on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $54,000.
In total, you can walk away with $123,002 in cash and prizes. And as many of our friends at home know, last week, someone did just that. Went home with over $155,000. It's all possible. But it's also possible that you may say, I've had enough with everything else you've picked up. Take $3,000 in cash and leave us. Think about it. We'll get your decision in a moment. $3,500, $2,600, $2,700, $2,800, $2,900, $3,000 in cash. Give me $170, I'll give you $3,000 in cash. But you'd have to go home. Are you going to do that? Or are you going to try for the trip to England, possibly the player piano? What's it going to be?
I'm really enjoying this. I'd like to come back.
You're going to come back?
Yes.
I'm going to put my money back in the pocket.
I will put your $170 into your bank account. And next evening, Ron needs just another win. Of course, that's the kicker. He's got to get the win. $5 more. He could have a trip to England that he likes. He only needs another $90. He could have that great player piano. I'll tell you another thing. We're going to add $1,000. That cash jackpot goes to $55,000 tomorrow evening on Sale of the Century. Bye for now, my friends.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.